Okay, Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, we were introduced to the Korban Pesach. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Beis Yud Aleph, V'kacha tochlu oso, and this is how you will eat it. Masnechem chagurim, your pants are belted, na'alechem ra'alechem, wearing your shoes, u'makelchem yedchem, and your staff is in your hands, v'yachaltem oso b'chipozom, and you will eat them quickly. Pesach hu Lashem. There is a mechilta. The mechilta says, "V'kacha tochlu oso ki yotzei derochem." As you are, you're eating it as those who are on their way. They're walking. They're going out. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer bo hakasav lahoras derech eretz yotzei derochem sheyiyu mizurazim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili explains this. This pasuk is teaching you derech eretz. For those of you who are eating on the run, per se, shehiyu mizurazim. What does mizurazim mean? Mizurazim doesn't mean here zeros mitzvah. You know, there's a reason makdimim the mitzvah, meaning to do it early. Mizurazim means aware of something. What are you being aware of? The Torah Tamima says, zehevach me'achilas bebeis bebayis ubemenucha. This manner of eating the Korban Pesach is just the opposite of what it means when you would eat in your house when you're relaxing. Kemosha kosher b'shabbos tesam beis me'emes ayzman achila m'shiyatech aguro. How do you eat when you unloosen your belt so you're a little bit more comfortable? Aval kamos nechem chagurim ka'omdem al derech, like you're standing on the derech. What is the idea? There's a beautiful, beautiful piece. I want to begin with that from the Avodah Savodah, from the Tosha Rebbe. And he starts with the mitzvahs, Korban Pesach, Siva, Kacha, in our pasuk, Kacha Oso, Tochlu Oso, Masnechem, Chagurim, Nalechem, Raglechem, Makelchem, V'yadechem, etc. V'kosho Mepharshim, the Malbim he's quoting, De'en kavonis hakosev sheyochlus ha-pesach dafka b'yofen zeh. B'chagiras ha-masnayim ne'ilus ha-nalayim. It's not dafka, this is what you have to do. Ela ikar ha-kavonim b'zeh sheyochlu b'chipazam. But you have to eat it quickly. The fizetz archper. So lama perish hakosev kol ha-seder zeh. So what's it written there? So it's true, we know we have to eat this b'chipazon. But why is it mentioned if all these other aspects, if it's not the way you have to do it? V'yesha rameiz b'zeh b'hektam mashukosav ha'ari ha'kadosh d'golus mitzrayim ha'shagolus hadas. Golus of Mitzrayim was the golus of Adas, of our knowledge, of our emunah, of our bitachon. Kiparo hoyekoach Adas the klipa. Kemosha amali yadati is Hashem paro. What is it? The klipa means the opposite, the quintessential opposite of what the Jew is to be. The paro lo yadati is Hashem. I didn't know God. Ki klipas Mitzrayim hoyso kfiras biachduso yisparach. The absolute rejection of the unity of God, Kamosha Omra Bizarra HaKadosh, Shilakach Ovdu HaMitzrim Mishtachvu Litzom. They worship sheep. B'nei Shetzon Hu Neged Mazel Teleh, Shehu Rosh HaMazolos, the opposite of the Mazal. Upo'u laharos bezeh ki ola misnai gabi hamazalos v'hakochavim ulamala mehamazalos en shum shilton chalito. In other words, everything is run by man. Everything is run by a lower world. God is not in control. V'zoz hoya kalusom shabnei Yisrael tachas memshalos Mitzrayim. Shekoach hadash lehem hoya begola shelo yodev lo hikiru Hashem. That's who Klal Yisrael was at this moment. Obviously, they knew of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but their lack of emunah, their das, a slave doesn't have time to sit and learn Torah, to understand what's, to have emunah. He feels that he's left alone. God forgot about him. V'nitzakel Hashem, it says, V'nitzakel Hashem, what did they scream? What was the tefillah? What words did they use? I think it was the Nitziv. maybe it was a rub, I'm not sure, but they both had a very similar idea. They were grunting, just grunting, just, a krechs. They didn't have the ability to speak what to do. Interesting, I remember Sholem Lamb once telling me that he was walking to the hospital on a Friday night and going down Hempstead Avenue, and he passes by a bar, and this person is standing out there, tattooed all over his body, and he approaches Sholem, and Sholem explained, you know, the fear in his eyes. Oh my God, this guy's going to kill me. I don't know what he wants from me. And this guy turns to him and he says, my parent had passed away. I want to go to the cemetery. What do I say in the cemetery? What tefillah, what prayer do I say to this individual? He had no idea. No idea. He was so far from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so far from Torah. But his heart desired to come closer. He just didn't know how. That was Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. They didn't even know what to say. Ulatachlisu sholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu hamakos on Mitzrayim. So what did God do? He appeared before Klal Yisrael to show them the nisim neflaos. Kidei sheteskala b'hem hadas v'yakiru v'yedu ki Hashem hu Elokim. So that they, not simply Paro, so that Klal Yisrael should realize there is a Dei B'Shem. Kemoshim afurish b'kro l'manteida ki ein k'Hashem l'keinu. L'manteida ki ani Hashem b'kerif ha'aretz, so that we will know. There's no one like the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is b'kerif ha'aretz, is close to us. He's in control of the world. Ba'avur teida ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz, ve'al yidei shenichna koach ha'klipa shemitzrayim, niskalabem hadas, because of this klipa, this act, there was a goli within this of a knowledge, Neskala Yedezeh Gam B'Bnei Yisrael, Hadas HaMitas. They were able to realize the truth. Zochu L'Amuna Amitas B'Hashem Echad. Therefore, L'Chein Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael B'Matan Torah. Anochi Hashem L'Kecho Asher Ha'otesicho Me'eris Mitzrayim. I am the God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Perish Ki the Tachla Zu Hutzrach Me'eris Mitzrayim. This, because of this, I took you out of Mitzrayim, mitachas klipas Mitzrayim, kidei shetaminu, in order to believe in me. Now he's going to explain it. V'naktim od mad yadua de evore guf o'odam, nechelkos u'shnei chalokim. The physical aspect of man is divided into two, the top, the elyon, v'hatachton. Ha'evarim shehem mipalga ulamala, from the belt and above, heim neged hamidos ha'alyonos, ava, yira, teferes, kide'isa betikune zohar ha'kadosh, chesed the roa yamina, the chesed of the roa of the sheep, of the shepherd, is in the right, gevura, the roa, mola, teferes, gufa, Vesham shochros ha'ivorim shehem ruchaniyim biyotze. That's more of the spiritual aspects of the body. The lev ha'adam, the avari ha'neshima, the breathing. Ha'avorim shehem mipalgon lamata. Heim neged hamidos ha'tachtonios. But below your feet, below the belt, those are the animalistic, those are the bottom. Netzach hod yisod kemosha kosov sham betikun hazara. Netzach behold, Turin shukin yisod siyum de gufra v'sham shochlos ha'ivorim ha'yosar gashmiim. That's where more the gashmi is, not the spiritual aspects of man. And these ha'ivorim nikraos bechinas raglayim. These are the legs. Hina madregos hatachtonios. That's your lower levels. V'yazeh amru chazal shisha dvar memru b'nei adam shlosha kemalachei hashareis shlosha kebehema. Man has the ability to be in a level of malachim, and they also have the three midos, are like a behema, an animal. The shlosha kemalachei hashareis romtum neged evarim shehem mipalga lamala, and those are the ones at the bottom is keneged the behema. And the avodas ha'adam hu lahalos gam es ha'evarim shalamata. An hour of odor is to turn even the gashmius, not simply of the world of the spiritual. That of course is the Shem Hashem, but even the gashmius, we have to turn it around. I remember Rabbi Kelemer once giving a sermon. It's one of the only few times I went over to Rabbi Kelemer and I disagreed with the sermon. I think I came over as a balabas rather than as a rabbi because I felt as a balabas, as a lawyer, I saw something in the outside world that I thought that maybe someone who wasn't there didn't see it. He spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, Shana Lecha, because there has to be a different, take off your shoes, you've come into a Mokam Kadosh. He described the difference between being in a shul and the outside world, a certain higher level of Kedusha. And it's true, Emes, the Emes, it's true. But I disagreed in the sense of I see it too often in business. I see it too often as a lawyer. There's one way we act in the spiritual world. A man can shuckle during mincha, but he can be in a discussion. I can see sometimes in a contract some individual who is negotiating in a very mean-spirited way, or I feel that something is being dishonest. And then we stop in the middle and say, oh, we have a minyan, you're going to have a mincha, and he acts a little differently. It's just the opposite. There is no distinction between the spiritual and the gashmias. Our job, and this is what the Avodas Avodas is going to say, and Rabbi Kelman didn't disagree with this, just had a different point. Our job is that the spiritual should overtake the gashmias. It should pervade every aspect of our lives. It shouldn't be two separate worlds. Shebehem hu nimshal lebehema shegam hein yuchlu v'yichnu ela kedusha. They too should be used. Even your animalistic desires should be changed and become closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Azer amah shlomo ha-melech. Chagra bi'oz masneha. What does that mean? Dahainusha Adam Sarach Lachgaris Atzma bi Ozu Gvura b'makam b'misnayim. We have to interplay, we have to impose the Oz and Gvura where the pan Shasham Maschilim Hatarun Shah. That's where it begins, the Gashmias, and that's where we have to elevate to a higher level. But Sarach Lachgaris Atzma b'makafi Oz. Laha'alos, to arise it, to make it greater. The Iker HaKoch, and how does one do this? How does one change even the Gashmis, the spirituality? Ayde Koach HaAmuna, through belief. Through belief in the system, belief in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, belief in Torah, belief in Chazal. Kemoshe Kosev Emunescha Balelos, what does it mean? Such a beautiful pshat that the Avodas Avodas of Emunescha Balelos, what does that mean? At nighttime in Choshech, Chayne b'makam achashechos behester. Not simply time, in the world of darkness, where at first glance you see the absence of God. Makam she'ena ma'ir also bo ora yisparach. You don't see godliness in Gashmias. Sham, but there, Sarach lehishtamish bebechinas amunah daika. Dafke there, you have to use belief. Dafke there, you have to understand this also has a purpose. Kemochein be'ivarim eile shehim madregos atachtonius sarach lehishtamish behem bebechinas amunah. And that is the Indian he writes. Chavkok, he says, al achas v'tzadik b'amunah yichya. The Sifri HaKodesh says, the amunah. The amunah nikaraglam to kamota. What does that mean? Amunah is like legs. Just like the legs, mamidas is called a guf. Just like the legs. The entire is what causes the guf to move. It's coming back to the mechilta. He doesn't quote the mechilta, but you see a beautiful pshat. Just as the legs moves the body. Just as it carries the body. That is amunah. The amunah carries the body. Zariz over there, he's talking about to be aware that you are on a derech. When you are eating the Korban Pesach, you're on a derech. What is that derech? To come greater, closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to realize your entire gestalt, your entire body, everything about you, your spiritual and your physical, should be part of a Yavodas Hashem. Through Amunah. And how does one have Amunah? They didn't have this amunah. V'chazer lehem shleimus ha'amunah. Oh, so what happened over there? Kadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo v'yatzmo. He starts to create a new reality for the Jew. His nasu sham harbe b'midos elu shebechinas haraglayim midos netzach hodi. So what did he do? In order to get to this level of Geola b'nei Yisrael megolus Mitzrayim tziva lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shchot tleh l'pesach. First, which he doesn't mention, but he mentioned before, Nisim and the flows is outside factor of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one creating the Makos. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu is congregating. That was me, but I gave you the opening. I created a world so that you could see there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now you have to participate. And how do you participate? L'shchot tele l'pesach. K'dei l'achnia koach amunus hazaros. You have to do stuff. First of all, you have to get rid of all these foreign ideas. Shu koach avodah zarah v'hadas deklipa shal amishim sh'avdu v'shtakavu l'tleh. Who Rosh HaMazel, get rid of the Egyptian gods, the Egyptian way of thinking, the Egyptian's immorality. And then when the Shleimus or Amuna Kvar Hoya Bekochel Netakin Kama Madregos Atakdonos, and now, yes, when you have that moment at the Korban Pesach, when you're able to exhibit such spiritual greatness, now is the second half. Now I want you to change everything about you. I want you to show me how the Masnayim, Ragleichem, how to reverse, how to create Kedusha even through your acts of Gashmias. Shehem Bechinas Harigolim Lochem Bimitzus Achilas Pesach Omro Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kocha Tochlu. So this is how you're going to eat it. Perish, what does that mean? This is your avoda, the Achilas Pesach. Mosnechem hichagurum, haynu shetachguru atzmechem bi'ozegvura. Ke'enyan levisha sachagur, what is the reading of the belt? Lahalos gam ha'ivorum, shibemokam ha'misnayim elakdusha. The sexual desires, the gashmias, masa umatan, whatever it is, all of the gashmias, those things themselves, now have to be changed. Even when you partake in them, does it have to remain an animalistic desire? Can go into the level of malachim. Zehoyigam ken inyan hamilosh nistava lamol bi'osa halayla. That's why I had brismila then. Can move a barash and they had to mitzuvah to them. Ki ato kasheh hesigu oramuna. Now that you have the oramuna. Now you're able to metakin these other aspects of your life. Unalechem raglechem. What does that mean? Shahanal osi l'shmoris aregel. We wear shoes in order to protect our feet. Shelo tuzak bekutzim. Not to hurt them when you hear the rocks and the pebbles and the thorns. Zeh nalechem raglechem. Haino shetaasu shmira yisera al bechinas haregolim shelahem. Shelachem shehem avorim hatachtoniyim. Another aspect. When you're running to the Yetzer Hara, to cover it. In other words, to change it. Not to run to the Yetzer Hara. Abachina zunem mayafu pamecha ben alayim. Mayafu kisha adam malbish bechina saraglayim ben alayim. What does that mean? I don't care about beautiful shoes. Sheshome hatevs bechina saragom shelo yimshach behem achakochos a Yetzer aklipa. And then he says, "But umakachmi, why do we have a stick?" He says, "Outside, even greater, if you really can't find a way, if the shmirah is not through the chagira, if the shmirah is not enough through an alayim makachem, that's like to hit yourself. Wake up, look what your life is going to." And that's what it means. Va'yidezev yachaltem, also bechipazon pesach hu l'Hashem perishatizku lebechinas chipazon. In other words, when you bechipaz on yizores, you're aware of your circumstance, aware of where you are, aware to change, aware to grow. The Avodas Avodah is saying that in the time of the Korban Pesach, in other words, what was the pshat here? The pshat was in Mitzrayim, and I will say also throughout the Midbar and constantly until the Churban Beis HaMikdash, I'm saying this as an introduction to a beautiful piece of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. When the Kaddish Baruch Hu was there, we had all these aspects in different ways. We always saw the nisim and the flows. Kaddish Baruch Hu set the table for us. Whether with the nisim and the flows we saw in Mitzrayim, or we saw in the Midbar, or we saw when we came to Eretz Yisrael, the constant victories that we had, and we built the Beis HaMikdash, and you saw in front of your eyes all of the miracles in front of us, and the Korban Pesach was a reminder every single year to be part of this movement, be part of this change, be part of changing the world. It was a shutuf with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Listen, the Korban Pesach, when you eat b'chipazon, was a constant every year to change oneself, to come closer and closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kund Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, quotes the great, the famous Ramban, who says, Kvar Hiskiru Rabbeinu, Zeh HaInyan V'Amru Shemos Chadashim Olu Imanu B'Bavel. Today, what do we use? We use the names of the months. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teva, Shvat, Adar, Nisan. We use the names. It's not found in the Torah. It's only found later on in Tanakh. Because these were in the later Tanakh, because these were Mitchila lo hoya lahem shemos, and they didn't have names. Aval kasher alinu mibavel, when we came back from Bavel, chazana lekro hachadoshim shenekrom be'eretz Bavel, lahaske kisham amanu umisham halinu, Hashem Yisparach. Why do we use the names? This is to remind us of the galus of Bavel. Ki eila hashemos nisan ayri vizulasam shemos perashim. These were Persian names, v'loyim tzorach b'sifrei neviyei Bavel. We only find these in the Nevi'im that were written in the times of the Bavel, Megillas Esther, etc. Daniel. Hinei yesh etzmua madu be'emes azu lashon hatorah. Why do we change? Why do we use this anyway? Uba proper shemesh chadashim sheyesh from shemesh avodah zara. Kibbut Tammuz. Ubi emes matzina should be made by yisasheni hoisa hashtzufa. Hamudu beres b'yisrael lashon arami. And we know during the second bias, Hebrew is close. I mean, Aramaic is close to Hebrew, but it's not Hebrew. It's not Lashon HaKodesh. The Rak Divrei Torah Kosa B'Lashon HaKodesh. V'halo b'Mitzrayim hoyim eshabchem esam shaloshinu seshonim. Why do we do that? It didn't change the language. I think this is also could be pshat, also understanding of Yiddish. V'anira b'zeh b'hektam mashi yesh lahavin. In the Bayis Sheni Chatzru Chamisha Dvarim. There were five things missing in the second Bayis, in the second Beis HaMikdash. Varisha Mehem Hu Aron, Hashem Ignaz B'Meh Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the Aron HaKodesh was missing, which Yoshiyahu HaMelech hid. Ulechora Mashma the Hatam Shechoso HaAron B'Bayis Hasheni, because why should this Ali Min Ayim? Because I couldn't find it. Ach Lo came Mashma B'Sech Hashkolim. To Isa Hassan. They did know where it was. In fact, there's the interesting Rav Soloveitchik points out that of course the Aron HaKodesh had to be below the Beis HaMikdash. Explained based on the Rambam. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is based on the Aron HaKodesh being present. There would not have been any Kedusha if the Aron was not present in Bayis Hasheni. It was underneath, so it had to be there. And there the Gemara Shkolim will say the famous case of Maisa B'Kohen Echad Shehoyu Misasek V'Roz HaRitzpah Shemeshuna Michaverta. He saw one part of the floor seemed to be different. Someone picked it up. So it seems to have been removed. Bavo Amal Chavera Lo Hispik L'Gemara Hadava Atche Yotze Nishmasa V'Yodah B'Yichud Hashem Aron Nignas. The Mishnah says, he knew that the Mishnah, that the Aron was there, but it wasn't to be discovered. Hare af sheyadu eifa aron nignas afa pekeno, but even though they knew where it was, they didn't bring it up. Why? Sheoli habavel Shabanu is Beis Hashenu Yodu Kilo Ze Habinyan Hashem Yamod La'olamim. They knew. Well, I use the words of Rav Soloveitchik. I remember the moment. It was a shiur we were learning Maseches Shavuos. The Maseches Shavuos, I remember it was in October. And outside, there was about to have a tremendous storm. It was almost pitch black. And shiur is between 11 and 2 o'clock. And the Rav was talking about the Kedusha of the Bayis Sheni, and he used the terms. And the chills still go up every time I think of the way the Rav's saying it. He said that the ghost of the Churban Bayis was always present in the second Bayis. They knew, they understood this Beis HaMikdash was not permanent. This wasn't the final Geula. The purpose of the Bayis Sheni of coming back was preparation for the great Golos that was coming. There wasn't supposed to be two Batei Bengdashias, only one. Al Pishuras Hadin Hoyohem Srichim Lishar Bevol Oldsman Rav. We should have stayed there much longer. Elisha Rosav Hashkacha Shekvar Achashivim Shana Shagolas Bevolvil. Kashanim of Nisari Rova Amma Magayim. After 70 years, so many of us were already assimilated. Ubara Kashemish Hoyakiim Yisaku B'nai Yisrael Begolas Meos Ve'Alfei Shanim. If he would have been there for thousands of years, Oz Bevada Yelo Yaslicha Am Lishar Bezuhuto Ham Yuchedas V'Shuv Lo Hiyas Milu. There'd be no one to save. V'Lochein Chamal Hashem Al Amo V'Hotziyim Mibavo V'Achzirim. Therefore, we will come back. Be Ofen Zmani LeEretz Yisrael. Ubon Elohem Es Beis HaBachiru V'Akol B'Chdei Sheyeshuvu V'Yischazku V'Yisodos Amuna V'Yu. We had nothing when we went there. Think about everything that changed during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Tefillah, Anshei Knesset Gadola. Tefillah, how we act today. So many of our, as Amash world was created, not in the time of Shlomo and David HaMelech, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo V'Atzmo was in front of us with Nisim Nefalos daily. That was our spirituality. We had to look out the window. But during the second Bayis that created tefillah, the Torah Shebaal Peh took a form unlike before. It was written, Mishnayos, posted, but was already there and ready. We created an avenue to study Torah that we didn't have in the first Bayis. Bechdei lahadgish ulhamshich la'am shadayin heim lo nigalu, v'chbi etzem adayin heim begolus lo helu is ha'orom. And that's why they didn't take out the Yoram. To show you're still in Golus. It's not the way it was. And why do we use the names? The names represented that you're still in Golus. Machmas hakarasam zush adayin lahugi hagulah shlema hinhigo olibav v'kama v'kama in yonim she'osim kemosha yonogim b'tkufas hagolus. Did they fast the Tisha B'Av? I remember the salvation. Yes, of course they fasted. Because they knew that in the future. They knew this was temporary. Laharo she'be'emes t'kufas golus b'avel adayinim shechas. V'habinyan hanivna eina el aroi, it was only temporary, four hundred years. Machmazeh kisha olam mibavo chazur l'kroh shemos hachadoshim b'shem shenikru b'bavel. Ukemo, and that's what the Ramban says, lahazkir kisham amanu umusham he'elinu kolom akidei l'schosh be'emes lo negad. Don't, it's a reminder, you weren't in Goel yet. It wasn't a perfect. We weren't complete. L'chein gam l'shonam nisha b'loshen agolus. And therefore we spoke Aramaic to show that it was really still in Golus. You're using a foreign language. V'lo chazul adaber b'loshen hakodesh ma shahayis amare ki'ilu heim negalu b'ofen sofi. And that's what he says. Beautiful. Madua nichtav hatamani rishami ba'aramis. Why Aramaic? Why is he rishami in Aramaic? Bishma Bavli understand, because that was the language of the nation. Aval Yerushalmi was written in Eretz Yisrael. Why was it written in Aramaic? Aval Verena Nasa Zeh Mehitam Na'el. And I want to explain this idea. The fact that Bavli, the fact that Yerushalmi is in a foreign language. Yes, it represents that this is the language of Gullus. This is the world of Gullus. But I think also you could understand it. The greatness of this Tova that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. All of a sudden, we had to change. How are you going to survive in a world without the Beis HaMikdash, without the Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of you? We had to change the tefillah. We had to change our world from temple-dependent and to bring it into every individual. Each one of us now took on a certain position, a certain job, a task. It wasn't taken away from us, it was changed so that each one of us can find our own avoda. Let me just complete what he said and it will show otherwise. La'orazen novin davar tamua, beseder neviim. In the Vuas Chagai, Hemis Yachza Baruba al Binyan by Shani, Nemla Achana Vuas Yechezka, Mabaseret Lenu al Odos Binyan of Beis Ashlishi. Why is it that in the Chagai we're talking about the third Beis HaMikdash, Vada Rabba Ika Shukusa Shachagai Hazel Lutzalos, the Rashi Yehuda Lola Tzafon, Lahantam Lachmas Hayamim, Elul Lugnos, Mentayim Mikdash Shani? I was at Tzarch Beer, Madua, why Nistavi Yechezka Labayas Hashlini, Kotim Shinistava Chagai Labayas Hashani? Why does he talk about the third before the second? Because of this reason. It never was supposed to be the second. The whole purpose of the second Beis HaMikdash was Lachgar, to begin to get ready to create a world in which we will be able to be at the Avodas Hashem through different takanas. The Rav Soloveitchik in the third Yahrzeit Shiur, when he talks about Kiddush HaChodesh, talks about a number of mitzvahs that changed our participation. What is Kiddush HaChodesh? Uvechein nira, ki haskara betfila barosh chodesh prat ledin haskaras me'enam orishava. It's not simply, it's a part of a greater understanding, but it's not simply when we say Yalav Yavol, not simply when we say Kiddush, not simply when we say Kriyas HaTorah Mekayim, that in a sense we're recognizing Kedushas Hayom. It's more than that. We are being makdish today. We ourselves are giving Kedusha to today. Novas mimakam echa v'hu inyan kviyas rosh chodesh shenoe gafila bizman hazeh. There is a kviyas rosh chodesh. We do that. We do that through birchas hachodesh. We do that by the announcement of exactly when the molad was. The times of Beis HaMikdash used to be, they would say that it was mekudosh and the Amma Omrim, mekudosh, mekudosh. We are the ones who are now participating, which may not have occurred before, had to bring it closer to each and individual. That was the great rachamim of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of building the Bayis Sheni so that we could come back and see everything that could be now seen, not simply, what do you do without a Beis HaMikdash? The Eish Kodesh writes, L'chein kol echo l'fi shemeichin atzma mischashi yiskale love Hashem. Everyone has to prepare for the Gilui, the Shechina on us. And how? Kacha munaso yiroso v'havoso v'chol hispalos midoso v'ilov yisporech kein hasoga b'torah. When you're learning, asher kol echod masig b'niglo v'nista hasoga salakusi. Every line, when you're studying a Gemara, to see the Kedusha, to see Kadosh Baruch Hu there, the idea, the machshava. Kivan shu yisbarach nimtza b'torah. That's where God spoke to us in the Torah. Through these words, God spoke to us. And the Talmud, Bavli and Rishalmi, every single line the Chachamim tried to understand to be Megala, deeper and deeper and deeper notions of the presence of God. L'chein ha'isha Yisraeli b'limudas ha'torah b'shat ha'torah. V'chein b'nista tzorach l'shtadel sheyovo elov b'chinas ha'sod. He talks about just even the Shnayim Oaks and Betalas. So it reminds me for salvation used to say that in Yom Kippur, what did he stay up all night? And he started to learn. What did you learn? You would think you would learn Maseches Yuma. He learned one of the Bavas. This is the greatest Chachma. The greatest Chachma Sadas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu can be found in the Bavas. That's the magnificent understanding of Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Karban Pesach represented a time, a period, of when Klal Yisrael was present in the Beis HaMikdash, present in Mitzrayim, present in the Midbar, present for thousands of years, a thousand years, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo V'Atzmo led us. You can see the Shechina in front of you with Kama V'Kama Nisim Neflos. When the Jew lost his Amunah, God came back and he showed us, I'm here. The Torah Shebichsav. I'm here, I'm showing you over and over another miracle to say I'm amongst you. But when we go into Gullus, there's Hester Panim. We don't see the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what did they do? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability. We weren't ready after the Churban HaBayis HaRishon. Came back, and so many things were created for us to take into Gullus. It's not all is lost when we went into Gullus. It's not that we'll never find our way back. There has to be a way back. There has to be a map. So then there was a different time. We were given the ability to be Mispalo. That person on the street didn't have an understanding. What do I do? I want to speak to God. How do I speak to God? What words do I say? Chazal gave us tefillah. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they gave us the ability to talk to God. They gave us the ability to take out a Gemara, to open up to daf, to listen to a daf yomi shir. When a person learns, he feels closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is a shutter for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's a partner for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. To create a world so the Kadosh Baruch Hu can come here. How does he see that? He sees that through our learning, through our Torah, of creating an ethical society. A Torah which every single line of the Torah you can see, Be'itzumo the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You just have to look. You have to see the Dibur, you have to see the Machshava, which is found on every daf. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was saying, Pshat in the Ramban, of why we changed the months. We are without the Karban Pesach, but we have other abilities. Now we study the Karbanos. Now in Daf Yomi, we're studying the next few months, the next month or two. We're studying the Karban Pesach. Through studying of the Karban Pesach's Ki'ilu Hikrova, through learning the lines of Rashi and Tosfos for Bekiva Ege, to see all the Pshatim, the Chafetz Chaim has spent so much time in explaining so much of Kachim, to bring us along into the reality that through our tefillas, through our learning, we ourselves are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Right now it's spiritually, but B'mehera B'yameinu will become a reality.